And so I've been watching you. And you come into this cafe every day at the same time. But I noticed... Well, I noticed this time you didn't have her with you. You didn't have her. And so... I just sat there in the corner watching you. Occasionally, someone would come up to the table and it looked like they were, I don't know, giving you words of encouragement, maybe? And as the morning progressed, I noticed, I'm sorry, I couldn't help it over here, that it sounds like you just broke up with somebody. It must have been that girl that was always with you. God, like I could ever compete with that. Tall, blonde, athletic. Ugh. Here I am, crushing on you in the corner. Complete opposite. Short. Not athletic. I guess more soft and squishy. That's what people tell me. I don't know. But dare I hope that you're single now? Gosh. I'm not sure I'd ever have the courage to approach you. I wonder if we have a lot in common. It seems like we do. Not that I'm a stalker or anything. I'm really not. I just like to admire you from afar. And I know that you're on the rebound and it would be really rude to just swoop in and take advantage of that, wouldn't it? But I can imagine. I do. I just like to imagine what could happen. If I went over to that table and I had the moxie to sit down and start just talking to you. And so I'll just sit here in my corner and imagine what would happen, what I would want to happen if I was brave enough to invite you back to my apartment. You know, to watch Netflix and chill. Oh, stop it. I really do mean watch Netflix and see what happens. I really, really I love the idea of maybe sending you this recording. So you can hear my fantasy. I love the idea of you getting hard in your pants, thinking about me and hearing my voice. I know it's nothing special, but my words, they come from my heart. And so, maybe somehow I'll find a way to get this to you. And you'll hear my voice in your earbuds or your Beats or whatever you listen to. I'm surprised I haven't caught on yet. But what I'd want you to do, I would want you to sit down somewhere comfortable. And I'd want you to know that there was someone else out there that really wanted you in so many different ways. Physically, mentally. I want to get to know you. And the idea, I'm just going to come right out with it. The idea of making you come for me. blows my mind. Oh my God, I think I would, die in happiness if I knew that I could elicit such pleasure from you. If I could make your head loll back, if I could make you moan, if I could look up and see your eyes half open, experiencing such wonderful pleasure from me, I think I could die happy. Yet you don't even know who I am. I would want you to sit down in a chair, a nice comfortable chair, preferably with the light off. And I would love for you to grab your growing bulge through your pants and just imagine that it's me. Because I would do that. And before I pulled your pants down, I would do that to see how you would react. I'm already touching myself just thinking about it. Oh yeah, just... Yeah. Oh, my mystery man. Yeah. Oh God, I would love to take that belt off, unbutton you, and tug those jeans down. I wonder what your boxer briefs look like. Or if it's boxers or briefs. Oh, I wonder what I would see. I imagine you're wearing boxer briefs. And I imagine your cock is straining to get out. I would love to kiss. Love to kiss you right on your tummy, right above those boxers. I would love to use my tongue to swirl around your belly button. Would you like that? Would you let me do that? Maybe. I would love to look up at you. Deviously, or mischievously, that's a better word, mischievously, and I would see your breathing get a little bit more labored in anticipation, and I would just tug down those briefs so you could spring out in all of your glory, because you know and I know how hard you're going to be. And I, God, how can I resist tasting you, tempting me with that cock and your pre-cum? Oh my God. Oh God, my tongue would come out and it would draw circles around the tip as I tasted your pre-cum. Oh God, I've been thinking about this so long. Would you be able to resist grinding into my face? Would you be still and let me continue? Because I want to take my tongue and I want to draw a line from the really sensitive part on the underside down all the way to the base. And then, God, I'm gonna take your balls into my mouth and I'm going to suck on them, because I imagine all that cum building up inside them. Oh my God, I want that. I know it's so soon to say. We just met, but I fucking want your load. And I want you to give it to me willingly. And I don't want you to think about your girlfriend anymore. I want you to know about the lonely, nerdy girl in the corner of the coffee shop that's been watching you for months, thinking about your fucking cock. Would you let me? Would you let me bring you into my mouth? Please. I would willingly and happily bring you into my mouth. I can just taste you. Oh, baby, I can taste you. Oh, I want your dick. Oh, I want your cock in my mouth. Oh, and I'd be so grateful to have it. I can't believe she dumped you. What was she thinking? Oh God, you're so special. And you don't even know I exist. Oh, you don't know I exist. And so, you don't know. You certainly don't know. That I can deep throat. That I can pull so deep into my throat that I'll start choking, and that more I want your cock to make me choke. Oh yeah. Oh God, I'm sorry, I'm just playing with myself thinking about how I'm sucking. Oh God, it turns me on so much. It makes me so wet. Thinking about making you feel incredible with my mouth. Oh yeah. With my other hand. Oh God, baby, all the noises you're gonna make for me. The noises you make. Oh God, the thought of those noises you make almost send me over the edge. Oh God, I feel so good to play with myself. Thinking about you, hard in between my lips. Oh no. I wish it was your fingers on me. Or better, I wish it was your lips around my clit. Oh my gosh, I wonder if you would ever want to do that. Dare I even hope? Oh God, if this fantasy could just be real. Want you to stroke, and I want you to rub your pre-cum up and down your shaft, or use lube to make yourself so wet, because it's the next best thing to my mouth. I want. Oh God, I need to swallow your cock. I'm just imagining. I need you to stroke your cock for me. And I want you to imagine it's my lips. Oh God, maybe one day it'll be real. But for now, just stroke that cock. Yeah, up and down. I want you to squeeze your balls. And imagine it's me. Imagine me kneeling there before you. Imagine me giving myself to you. Willingly. Baby, just stroke yourself faster for me. Stroke yourself as I play with myself. I'm just imagining you. Stroking that cock to my voice. Yeah. I need you so bad. I'm getting close. I just need you to fuck me. Now I'm imagining you taking your cock. My legs are spreading wide apart for you. And you're just gonna tease my clit. And you're gonna move it up and down my slit and tease us both. Just tease us both. Delicious teasing. And then you're gonna look at me. And you're gonna slide in home, and you're gonna know what it's like for a woman to really need you and want you, because I need you and want you. I want you inside me so deep and close. I wanna be wrapping my legs around you and pulling you into me. Oh, baby, stroke your cock for me faster. Imagine that you're inside me. My tight, wet pussy wants you so bad. Oh God, will you fuck me? Will you make this real? Tell me you'll fuck me. Tell me it's real. Tell me that if I walk up to your table tomorrow, you'll take me home and fuck me like this. Baby, tell me that. Oh, baby, stroke your poke faster for me. Oh, yeah, sweetie. Faster and faster. Faster and faster. Oh, tell me you'll come inside me. Tell me. Tell me that you'll spray that warm, hot load into me. Because you know you have an admirer. Someone who needs you. Oh. Sweetie, stroke that cock faster, baby. I want you to come right now thinking of me. Will you do that? If I count down from 5, oh, will you come? Imagine that it's inside me. Yeah, will you come with me? I gotta be quiet. Come up to your table tomorrow. will you talk to me? Will I be good enough for you? Will I be brave enough? I don't know. But I sure do love imagining.